Hey there, KMA Land. It's time for the Double X Factor, and I'm your Wednesday host, Sandy Edie Hansen. This week, we're looking at the difference between nice and kind. And while it may appear on the surface they're the same thing, there is actually a huge difference. Being nice is associated more with people-pleasing or trying to be what's expected or what others want, and actually can be very based in fear. Kind, on the other hand, is clear, loving, has boundaries, and most of all, it's about being your authentic self. Now, for most of my life, I was, and at times can still be, a people-pleaser. Now, many people who know me, including myself actually, may be surprised to learn this about me. I always sort of saw myself as a tough, bold, direct person, and I am that in many situations and many relationships. Yet there was this other thing that showed up in my romantic relationships. I would morph into being nice, trying to be what I thought the other person wanted me to be, or trying to make plenty of room for who they were, while not making much of any room for my own authentic self. So a few years ago, I made a decision. I can even tell you what got me to that decision point. It was the death of my brother. Now, Larry was a great guy. He was fun and funny and ornery. He'd do anything for anybody. And his death kicked off this firestorm in me of feeling like I was spending a lot of my energy trying to work around other people's moods, wants, choices. And as a result of that maneuvering and trying to be nice, I was indeed being a people pleaser and not my authentic self in some areas of my life. My decision was to step into my light, to authentically be me and really try to figure out who the heck that even is. I wanted to stop living as a people pleaser in these relationships that I seemed to always be on the run and trying to be what they wanted me to be in order to win their favor. Now, it's been super messy, and I've made tons of missteps. In fact, sometimes my efforts to stop being my nice routine self with one person just morphed into being a people pleaser with an opposite type of person. Same darn pattern, just a different suit of clothes. Now, the thing I have a hard time remembering is that trying to move from being nice or a people pleaser into genuine kindness, it's a bumpy road when you don't know your way. To remember that I'm not getting it wrong, I'm just learning by trial and error, just like we all do. As my wise coach tells me, humans are not wired for being perfect or built to make mistakes and learn. Now, we've posted lots of graphics on our social feeds this week that list out the differences between being nice and being kind. I encourage you to take a look and realize that you may not fall into people-pleasing and nice in all situations, just some. And being kind sometimes requires courage. For instance, in the case of witnessing bullying, doing the kind action to step in and help can take courage. Yes, you can be both kind and nice. Kindness is about concrete actions and authenticity. Nice is about being pleasing to others. Now, Spencer's here tomorrow. I know it's going to be a great segment, so don't miss it. I'll see you back here on Friday. Till then, later.